It's Sunday, July 21st, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we are transmitting worldwide, and we are the Resistance.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are 106 days from the most important election in world history. And you can tag another 79 days onto that once President Trump is president-elect. You are witnessing America fighting for its life to remove the deep state face sucker that is the New World Order. All right. I have worked particularly hard yesterday and today getting on the telephone with my Pentagon sources in Delta Force, Army Special Operations, the Navy SEALs, but not just the operators, also top former brass defense intelligence. I have spent, to my wife's chagrin, I would say 15 hours, not just counting the three-hour show yesterday. I'm not bragging, I'm saying I'm in the game here. 15 hours locked in my office last night, yesterday afternoon, and today. I've spent 8 hours today at least. And I have talked to a lot of people. I've talked to the folks in Trump's immediate command system right at the top. And I have talked to the individuals that are deploying to defend Trump. And they don't even need to be a secret. We're not going to give specifics of it. But he is bringing in the Orange Group out of the Pentagon, the Delta Force. But because he can't get the current ones, he's getting even better. He's getting the super seasoned ones. And I'm not saying Delta Force is bad, but these are the guys. And the best Navy SEALs, and Eric Prince is involved. I told you that I thought Biden within 2 weeks would step down. I said this weekend, the weekend of the 20th, 21st, it happened today as I called. So I could just see all the numbers. And it would take hours to explain how I know that, but there you go. It happened again. And I talked to high-level people in the Trump administration, the soon-to-be administration, and I talked to high-level people in every facet of the system. And then they gave me a list of people that could speak because they're not currently in the military. And these are amazing people. Some are coming on tonight. I'm not going to announce who they are until tomorrow. But on tomorrow's show, we're going to have people that have commanded major operations around the world. And for anybody that follows military news, you will know who they are. In fact, the general public will know who they are. So they're going to be on the show tomorrow. Lord willing, who knows what the globalists will do. But you have Senator Johnson coming out and saying that the deep state tried to kill Trump. It was an inside job. You have Senator Hawley saying there's a cover-up. He went to the site. You have Congressman Mills saying that. He's a former sniper commander of operations. And then you have Trump saying if he would have been told there was a guy on the roof, he wouldn't have come out, but they didn't even tell him when they knew. So he was on the roof before Trump even came out. It was all timed. And the best knowledge is there was a shooter right under the shooter who was on the roof in the window. That's what the acoustics are showing, and a shooter on the water tower. We have the HD video of that coming up. It's clearly on a shadow. Now it's been blown up digitally, stepping out. In fact, I meant to send you guys that clip, have Rob do grab it. It's all over X. The water tower zoom in showing the shooter up there with his rifle. And the FBI is there covering it all up, keeping even senators back. They're now trying to move the position of where Crooks, the patsy, was. This is going to be one hell of a transmission tonight. And we have a bunch of huge special operations guests, special operations colonels coming on, you name it. Then I'll have to go some into the third hour and fourth hour, but Chase will be here for that as well. Please stay with us. This is so important. And boost this information. Listening to a local station, tell everybody about how you're listening. At the grocery store, gas station, you name it. If you're listening on X at Real Alex Jones, share that link. Or Real Alex Jones.
I want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I've got a billion places I could go, but I'm going to be very, very focused here for you and try to go right down the line. I have spent at least 15, 14 hours or so in the last 2 days reaching out to my sources in the Trump campaign at the highest levels and to my sources in the premier military organization in the United States, the Delta Force, and the Navy SEALs, and they, many of them are still in, so they would defer and give me numbers to call. And a lot of these people I talk to are household names if you're in the military community, and they're all coming on the show. Two big ones tomorrow, bunch of big patriots today. Tonight on this live Sunday, July 21st transmission. But you have Senator Johnson coming out saying clearly it's an inside job, attempt to kill Trump. You have Trump saying that now the Secret Service stood down and didn't tell him there was a shooter on the roof before he even came out. They got the shooter in place and brought Trump out. You have the acoustics of a shooter below in the window right below the shooter. Now, because the trajectory comes from that point, they're trying to move the trajectory of where the shooter was. This is incredible. But bottom line, we have to admit they tried to kill Trump. This is a deep state operation, and now that consensus is formed. Then you've got everything else. As I predicted 2 weeks ago, Biden would resign on the weekend of the 20th and 21st. He resigned today as the nominee. That happened. And that's a whole other thing to unpack. We'll be going over all of that. But I want to be 100% clear here. 2 weeks ago, I said Obama wants Biden to resign. People said, well, Obama's defending him. I said all of his surrogates that work for him say you must resign because Biden doesn't want to get the, or Obama doesn't want to get the heat. Obama. So now you have Hillary and Bill and Obama saying they are endorsing Kamala. That means they're going to gun for Kamala. And I know because hundreds of articles were written in the last 48 hours saying Hillary Clinton should be who replaces Joe Biden and that Kamala's an idiot. So while they're saying in the news the Clintons and the Democratic establishment is backing Kamala, their surrogates that they control are unified saying Kamala did a terrible job in a meeting today with donors and Kamala's an idiot and people don't think she can win. So I'm not saying Hillary will replace her because they're not God. They're not all powerful. But if Hillary doesn't get exposed ahead of their convention in a few weeks in Chicago, that is who they're planning to replace with. And they got Big Mike and Gavin Newsom and Whitmer and all the rest of it. And maybe Kamala's the person. But they don't run hundreds of articles in the last 48 hours starting Friday saying Hillary's the one, she won the popular vote, she's great, she's wonderful. That's control. That's a signal. That's 100%. They don't run that signal unless they're planning that. So you say, how do you predict this stuff? I know the signals. That doesn't mean we can't override the signals. But those are signals. When he came out on the 17th, Wednesday, Biden, and said, I'm sick with that X post on formerly Twitter. And when he then said, oh, yeah, I've got COVID, and if I'm sick, I may step down. I said, that's him sending a signal to the establishment, turn the heat off, I've given up, he resigned Wednesday. I said that Wednesday. He resigned Wednesday, and I said, just as I said on weeks ago, I said Wednesday, we'll play a clip in a moment, and I said it again Friday in studio, he will resign this weekend, and it happened. That's not psychic powers. That's being in the game. Turns out the Patriots coach didn't have to cheat that much. He just spent more time than anybody else having people videotape practices and seeing what signs they did and how they lined up for each play. Belichick. That's what I do. I watch the enemy constantly. I can't help it. My wife yesterday and today, she's like, you're locked in your office. She loves me. And she said, you got to have faith in God. You got to stop. Because I literally would come out and get a sandwich every 5 hours or a glass of iced tea. And she said, will you stop? And I said, I can't stop. So you have to understand, what I do on air is a secondary byproduct. My real operations is constant research up to 6, 7, 8, 10 hours a day. And that's how I'm calling all this. So I'm not saying Hillary will be the nominee. They're going to try to say Harris is the nominee, undermine her, but say there's going to be an open process at the DNC. And this may change tomorrow. They may change their view. But the propaganda they put out, pre-programming ahead of it, tells you what they want. You can't always get what you want, but you get what you need, which is after we convict you legally and lawfully at the end of a rope. So these are possible futures that they want. I know what the enemy wants from their operations. It doesn't mean they're God and those things are going to happen. But for 30 years, I make predictions and almost all of them come true because the bad guys get what they want. But you notice more and more, they're not getting what they want. So we're going to go over all of this here today. And boy, do we have a raft of guests today that are amazing. We have Quentin Carter, who's worked in these different groups and organizations. Ivan Raiklin, Green Beret Defense Intelligence. Doc Chambers, Lieutenant Colonel, Army Special Operations. Roger Stone. And then tomorrow, I'm not going to tell you who we have on. They were both ready to do it, but one was in the air and another was getting back to their home. I decided to do this tomorrow with these guests I'll announce then. And they are household names in the military. And they concur with my analysis 100%. The deep state did this. There was a stand down. The shooter had help. Jack Posobiec has federal sources. My similar sources told me. They went to this guy's car and house, sophisticated military-grade explosives, not just explosive design, plastic explosives, military explosives. He had a drone over the facility an hour before Trump came out. They stood down, they waited, they ordered the stand down. They had a bunch of fake security that couldn't even reholster their gun. They had a shooter on top of the roof, took him forever to get him in place. As soon as he shot, the other people shot, but they missed. One hit the lectern, one hit Trump in the ear, others hit the crowd. This is an incredible moment to be alive. There's a meme I put on X today, we'll show it again, that shows the shot that hit Trump and it says, cheaper groceries. If he gets elected, it just skips his, it nicks his ear. But if it hits him in the brain, you get civil war. They were going to kill Trump, blow his head off on TV like JFK in 63, show the Zapruder film when you get a chance, and they were going to then do a bunch of false flags to legitimize it and maybe even kill Biden. But now they had multiple shooters, probably three, just like with Kennedy, triangulation in Dallas, Texas, 63, but bare minimum two from the acoustics and all my sources and what's coming out, and a man on the water tower, a man at the window right under the shooter above him on the roof. And the default And I've talked to all these top famous snipers, and you'll hear their names, you'll see it all, it's incredible. And they said the default, a couple of them are watching live, was why is nobody on the water tower? Oh, there is somebody there. Why is nobody on top of those buildings, 450 feet from the president? They opened the door for this. Mayorkas was in control of this. So Trump has wisely brought in private security, the guys that are former Delta Force, and you're never former. And now Trump is going to be hard to hit. And the experts said, we agree with your analysis. Next will be poison. He can't shake hands. They'll have a fake glove, looks like a normal skin. It'll have pure fentanyl or some other drug. Trump shakes their hand. He's dead in 10 minutes. They have chemicals with acids, with cyanide, looking through the skin, or fentanyl. It'll be weaponized, fast action, pure cyanide or pure fentanyl with an acid to get through Trump's skin. It looked like a hand, but it's a plastic glove. Looks like a hand. He shakes somebody's hand. He's dead in 10 minutes. 5 minutes, probably. Maybe two. Truck bombs. Tactical nukes blamed on Iran. I told you last week they'll blame Iran. They already tried the next day. I'm on top of their pre-programming. All right, go ahead and get Quentin Carter on. But I want to play these two clips for you. Here is a clip last week where I said, talking about the previous prediction, we're posting all the originals now on X with Alex Jones. Alex Jones predicts Biden would drop out by July 20th or 21st, and then play clip one from a month ago or 29 days ago in Detroit. I spoke after Trump, right before J.D. Vance, had a great meeting with him there. He said, yeah, I'm the nominee. He even say, don't tell anybody. Trust me so much, yeah, I'm the nominee. Okay, great, wow. Just telling you, we're in the White House, folks. We're in the new White House. It's not like some fake guy on 4chan saying he's on the inside. We're here, right here. Fate of Mars News Today. Alex Jones, they're going to try to assassinate President Trump. Here it is. We'll get our guest on. And I saw such incredible deep state pressure last week. I said, I think Biden will be gone by the 20th or 21st.
According to multiple Democratic sources, this is happening all of a sudden. Everyone said it would happen gradually and then all at once, and that's what's happening. According to my sources, President Biden has agreed to step down as a Democratic nominee.
Oh, man.
It will happen as early as this weekend. A speech has been drafted for him.
Alex, I have to ask you, and I'm going to interview you for a minute. Alex, what do you think they'll do to President Trump between now and Election Day?
You're reading my mind.
What will they do to him?
God literally gave us Donald Trump, imperfect as most men or women that God raises up in history. But he is a man of steel. He is a man who has ice water in his veins. He is a man who gets stronger under attack. And so they have already put him through hell with all these show trials and rigged courts, civil and criminal. And they are going to try to assassinate President Trump. Make no mistake about that. They are going to try to pull out all the stops. And so we've got to pray for President Trump many times a day. And we've got to bust our rear ends to get out there in America, because the people are waking up and they're ready to become fully awake, and let them know that the WF and the UN and Bill Gates have said they're bringing new lockdowns, more forced injections. They're cutting off the farms. They're cutting off the energy. And if you think the economy in free fall right now is bad, it is going to be 10 times worse. So this is existential. We are at war with the globalists, and we must now recognize that this is a war. This is just as important as 1776, and in the context of the population of the world, the weapons we have now, it is more important. This is a continuation of the fight between free open societies and tyrannical world government. And the left represents the most evil, wicked, anti-free market corporations on the planet, led by BlackRock, that thinks it controls your life. I've been on air 30 plus years, and I am realizing now this is my final mission. The next few months, I'll stay on air after this, but if we win this, get Trump in, we're going to turn the tide. I'll still be on air, but I can tell you, this is go hour right now. This is everything. This is George Washington 2.0. God's hand is on us right now. A good friend of mine, known him many years, Quentin Carter. All he did was secret, won't say everything he did, but U.S. Army, CFC, retired reconnaissance platoon sergeant, highly decorated DOS contractor, executive protection specialist. He's one of the 20-plus people I talked to in the last 24 hours. And they all concur. There's a total consensus. We're going to have a huge guest coming up as well. But I want to get Quentin on first because he was watching it with his wife when it happened and when it went down. And everything he thought he saw was exactly what I got from other sources. But I wanted to call him because he's somebody I personally knew. Quentin, good to talk to you, my friend. What do you make of the situation and the different angles we see here, and even Senator Johnson coming out saying this is a deep state attempt at coup? I think it's critical to say that and admit that, to let the enemy know we know. And so if they kill Trump, it's that much worse for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, first and foremost, thanks for having me back on. We spent many years together working. A lot of people will remember that when this very first started, I started working with you at the RNC when Trump was first elected. So we've been through this for quite some time now, you and I. And we've had multiple discussions and conversations about the fact that they weren't going to allow this to happen.
I talked to you a month ago and I said they're going to kill Trump. You agreed.
Guaranteed. We all knew that there would be an attempt on him at best. Now, knowing who they are and how they're going to try things, I didn't think they would be successful, as they weren't. But we knew that they were going to try. The only way that they can continue to try to control the masses is to keep us separated. And I think that their failed assassination attempt of Donald Trump did exactly the opposite of what they wanted. They thought they were going to do something and draw a line between us. And all they've done is create a line where now people are switching over. So you have, you know, people that were somewhere in the purple or even hard left leaning all coming back our way. And we did talk about this a month ago. We had a long conversation of trying to look forward and see what was going on. And we knew this was going to happen. It was just a matter of how or what. I thought it would be poison from the beginning. The fact that they tried it with a very sorry excuse of a marksman just blows my mind. If you listen to any of the audio that we hear, there is clearly more than one shooter. You don't have to be in a band to know the difference between guitars and drums, right? So if you listen to the audio, you can tell that it's two entirely distinctly different sets of gunshots.
Two different reports, and absolutely. And we said today, we talked this day, all the people I talked to agree, they wanted a spectacular event blowing his head off to try to inflame, and that was their next plan. But keep going.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. So when we look at it in the totality or the visual performance of this, an average person is going to go for that headshot. They want the visual of that. They want the JFK version 2.0, whereas a true trained assassin wouldn't go for a headshot. A true trained assassin, someone wants to do it, they're looking for a death shot. They're looking for something that has finality to it. And it's not hard to hit a human being at 130 or 150 yards. You and I used to shoot together all the time. I remember us shooting Coke cans at 7 and 750, untrained, sitting in the front of the seat of a Jeep. So it's really not a hard thing. You and I both have shot pistols that far on a regular basis. So that's not the case. I think that they wanted to show the world something ugly and something nasty and something evil. So they went for a headshot. And that's, you know, thankfully they did, and thankfully they suck. But here we are now, unified, fighting this war that we've been fighting for quite some time. And hopefully it's a wake-up call for a lot of people.
Also, even if there were good shots, he obviously had backups. You're shooting Donald Trump. I mean, you know, yeah, we've shot mountain goats together and you name it, hunting all over the place back when you used to be here for years. And yeah, when you're relaxed shooting a mountain goat at 800 yards, it's easy. And obviously we shot right at the chest, you know, right at the side. You don't go for the head. You go for the kill shot. But imagine even you in a lot of combat, a lot of, you know, awards, Quentin, in heavy combat in Iraq, you name it. Would you be a little nervous about to shoot Trump? I know you wouldn't want to, but would you be a little shaky when you're about to kill Trump?
Of course. I mean, anyone that has enough mental instability to lay on a roof and, you know, take a shot at the greatest president in the history of our country, he's going to have nerves. The only way that you wouldn't is if he's heavily doped up. So if he's on some type of mind controlling drugs, if he's under some type of, you know, heavy antipsychotics or anisotropics, something like that, then maybe he doesn't. But I just don't see it. It doesn't make sense to me. The whole narrative is messed up. You know, when you dig into it and you're like, okay, why did they allow him to do this? Why did they allow him to do that? Why did they allow him to come up and probe the metal detectors? And why did they not fix anything about it? Why did no one make contact with him?
How do you fly a drone over? How do you wander around under the building? How was he found with a rangefinder? How do you sneak a gun in there?
All those things. And then they said that at one point, one of the local police officers walked up the ladder and saw him. He pointed a gun at him and they disengaged.
But even when I've met with Trump at the RNC and other events, they go, hey, Alex, we love you. We got to do this. They check my cell phone because it could be one of those guns, and they pat you down. I mean, the real Secret Service would not have allowed this.
None whatsoever. Not unless they wanted it to happen. And let's go back to some of the audio that we were talking about earlier as far as the different gunshots and things like that. When you listen to them, it's very clear that one of them has no echo. One of it has basically a standard report to it. But the previous gunshots before that sound muffled or echoed, almost like they're coming from the building below the shooter. So if you go back and you listen to that audio and you hear two or three shots and they sound a certain way, and then you hear two shots that hear completely different and then back to something different, the problem is they think we're all stupid. And they think that what they've done in the past, they're going to do again, and they're just going to keep pulling his
and
over.
And they thought the hysteria of Trump being dead would, and the truck bombs that are going to detonate on a black church or whatever would have changed the subject, but they fucked up.
Totally, totally. And then when we start talking about this kid, and how did they instantly say he's operating alone? Well, how do you know he's operating alone if you are not in his cell phone, if you was never on the radar?
And now he's got offshore secret accounts. And that's what I got from my sources. They said, no, this guy was heavily funded, flew a drone over, was an operative. Now we know he had high-tech military explosives. That's about to come out. Quentin, what do you think's happening?
And the other thing is, and I think it's a huge cover-up, and I think that it was going to create a environment that made people scared to vote. It was going to do something that basically created a mail-in ballot, because in typical fashion, what used to happen early Iraq, Afghanistan, there's an attack on the people, and then there's an attack on the first responders. And that's what was going to happen with those explosives that were in the vehicle. He was going to assassinate Donald Trump. And then when people try to respond, whether that's first responders, the fire trucks, the paramedics, the other police officers, all that, they're going to have to drive past that vehicle to come in. He was either going to then detonate that vehicle to create enough of a diversion for him to get away, or he was going to do it to where no one could get in to help. And that creates an environment where a shooter can then continue to cause chaos. My question for everyone, though, is what does a 20-year-old kid who's a nurse technician or something like that, whatever they made up he does for a living, how does he know how to create an IED? How does he know what explosives are what and how they work unless he's been on the internet somewhere? So what's the internet at home? What's the internet on his phone? What's his search history? Who's teaching him these things? Because this is not common knowledge stuff.
No, I agree. Stay there, Quentin. It's clear he's a cutout. He's a cutout as a cover story. The real shooter was in the window below him in the water tower. We'll be right back with Quentin Carter, a good friend of mine, really smart guy. And then Doc Chambers, Colonel Special Operations, coming on. Ivan Ranklin, you name it, straight ahead. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us. So that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs. And They then keep us on the air. InfoWarsMD.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
It's Sunday, July 21st, 2024. The old timers 50 years ago told us it was coming, but we're now living in it. The New World Order, America fighting for its life. But guess what? We're hard to kill, and we're winning.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Here they are trying to kill the man that stands with the people.
I hope he's turning this way. Be careful.
The left is claiming this is fake. You couldn't fake something like this. This is on live television everywhere. People died. And Trump rising up and pushing the Secret Service off to say, fight, fight, fight. That's real. This is all real. Reality is so real. You can see it. You can smell it. You can taste it. There isn't just evil in the world, folks. It's not just globalists. There's you and I. When we activate, nothing on earth can stop us. They're now filled with a full will of humanity's power and our desire for the future. Fight, fight, fight. I don't even want to talk about what would have happened if they killed Trump. Because I'm not looking for war, but they'd have got it. Quentin, why don't you speak briefly? You're a smart guy, a former fellow that's been everywhere in the military. What would have happened if they killed Trump? And then let's get back to any other points you want to make before our next guest come on. I appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, definitely. It's something super hard to speculate. The idea behind it, if they were to kill him, like the American citizens have been pushed and pushed and pushed and bent as hard as they can. And I don't think it's long before someone breaks, you know. I think that the majority of Americans are trying their best. They go to work, they come home, they spend time with their families, they do the things they're supposed to do. And they're just hoping and praying that eventually something is going to go right. And nothing has gone right for quite some time, whether we're talking about the COVID or the lockdowns or all of these things, all of the small businesses that people have lost, all these things that have gone wrong for so long. People are looking for that hope. We're looking for that chance. And that's Donald J. Trump, you know, like, as he says, we're going to do everything bigger, better, stronger, faster than we did before. And it'll be great. I, like you, I'm not attempting to incite any violence at all. I don't want war. If you talk to men that have been to war, they're the last ones to call for war. The guys that have been on the front line and seen the world at its ugliest don't want to see it again. But they're also the ones that, if it's called upon, they'll stand up. They've done it before. They'll do it again. So I hope that it never, ever comes to that.
So what is your message to the bureaucrats? Quentin, what is your message to bureaucrats and the globalists and these people that think they can carry this out and not ever face retribution? I want them to know that they need to back off right now. And I say that for their own future. I mean, and for all our futures, they should give up now.
They should give up. There's repercussions for everyone's action. And hopefully we can push through this by using ballots and doing it the right way. If you remember, I guess probably 5 or 6 years ago, we were talking about reelecting Donald Trump long before there was any of this. And I told you, hey, Alex, we need to do this shirt, man, by bullets or ballots. It doesn't matter. And you were very smart in the your saying to me. You said, hey, man, like, that's a great saying. But I don't need to be the person pushing violence. And it made a ton of sense, you know, and coming from you and the amount of voice and vocal like range that you have, it made a ton of sense to me and it still resonates today. So by no means are any of us calling for violence, but I also think that there will come a time that people feel there is nothing else they can do. If they continue to do this, if they continue to push, if they continue to steal, if they compare, you know, continue to lock people down and, you know, basically just destroy their lives against their will, there will come a time where people push back. There's no doubt about that. You know, I totally agree.
So shifting gears back to the shooter wandering around beneath the building for an hour, climbing up on top of it, 26 minutes on top, 10 seconds is an eternity. And no one putting people on top of water tower buildings right by the president. I mean, that is default. Here he is wandering around. I mean, this was their patsy. And by the grace of God, the bullets didn't hit Trump. If speak to that in closing, if you're the deep state, what are you thinking?
It's a failure on every level. So at being a failure on so many levels and so blatantly obvious, it's hard to believe that it wasn't purposeful. This young man walks around, probes the gun or probes the metal detectors, gets caught with different equipment, finds a ladder, puts a ladder against a building.
And like you said, he looks like a zombie. This guy sticks out like a sore thumb.
He's just walking around. He does not look like the standard person that you see walking around. There's no level of excitement. As you see in every single one of these rallies, like it's a huge party. Everyone there is super happy and super thankful and proud Americans. And you see them just having a great time. And he didn't fit any of that bill. So the idea that it's not just an oversight isn't realistic to me. An oversight is a small thing. I forgot to take the trash out, or I forgot to do something like that. You didn't forget to cover the person who is running against your puppet. Like, this is a man who's standing up for free will and America that we all love. And they purposely turned a blind eye to allow a lot of these crazy things to happen. Biden immediately called for gun control when he was talking at the NAACP. And I remember I was watching it. I really can't stand to hear him talk very much, but I listened to him occasionally. And he said, it's time to outlaw them. I did it before. I'll do it again. So a lot of this has to do with, is this a gun control movement? So were they able to assassinate Donald Trump and then immediately turn around and throw some type of big weapons ban on everyone so that if people did get mad, if people did get angry, if there was some type of civil unrest, would they be disarmed? That's my huge thought process right there.
Well, the good news is, Quentin, is that I called you as your personal friend. I know about your great service and all your decorations, your great work you want to talk about. But I know you personally, I called you after I already talked to seven or eight people. I talked to six or seven, eight more after you, and they all said the same thing, and they're going to be coming on the show here in succession. The good news is we're not gaslit anymore. We know we just got hit. We know they just tried to kill Trump, and folks that I briefed, and they briefed me just hours, six, 7 hours ago, they met with Trump Wednesday and Thursday. He gets it. He knows it. He understands it. And so they got a big problem on their hands, and they're putting in, as you know, the orange team and everybody else right now. And of course, they can't do the orange team that's current, but the orange team that's much deeper, bench, former Delta Force, everybody else is flooding in to the zone. The globalists have got a big problem.
They definitely do. Their biggest problem is Donald Trump. Their second biggest problem is the United States of America and the patriots who strive for a better life. They've pushed and pushed and pushed, and they've awakened a giant. And here we are, and here we stand, and we're ready to do whatever it takes to make America great again. I just want to say thank you again for the time and the opportunity to come on and speak to you. As always, I've always appreciated it. I've always enjoyed it. And, you know, talk to all your friends, convince them that they need to register to vote. They need to go and vote. Every single vote is important, and it's time to take our country back.
Well, I hate to write myself into this, but I've had to make peace with death over this, and I will not commit suicide. I will not kill my family in a murder-suicide. That's how they do it. Then say you were a killer. I would never do that. That's a lie. When I talk to you and I talk to people at the highest levels of the Pentagon who are patriots and to Delta Force people today, they said, you're right, Jones. They're going to get you next because they see me as the populist guy. And I don't want to be that guy. I want to just beat these people. I'm not trying to run around here on the front line of general outfit, but you said that same thing. People need to understand they need to get through Trump to get to us, but you specifically warned me, and you're right, and everybody else warned me. They said, Jones, you're the next target. Not because of me, but this audience that they fear, that this show is a focal point for because they fear the people. Can you briefly speak to that?
Yeah. First and foremost, I have no intention of killing myself ever. Never have, never will. That is not a case. So if I end up gone, you can be sure they did it. But yeah, we've talked about it plenty of times, and I've warned you and told you that there are active things going on, and your ability to mobilize people, your ability to speak to people on a level that real people understand, not a politic version, not a snake oil salesman, but as a real person, like, hey, this is wrong. They're coming for us. He's in the way. They tried to take him out. You're next. So make no doubt that you need to be cognizant of what's going on. You need to surround yourself with winners. You need to take care of yourself the way that we did before when I was there with you. And just be very cognizant in your day-to-day stuff, because at the end of the day, they're going to do whatever they can to get rid of as many of us as possible. And normally the nail that stands the tallest gets hit the hardest. So as you're here every day telling the world how you feel and the different things that you see and hear, they're going to come after you, bud. I promise you.
Well, Quentin, it's a 10-hour story, but 6 weeks ago without a court order, they later admitted in court that the Justice Department that's involved in bankruptcies ordered us shut down and came here and tried to order the private security firm to close us. They said no, but then they flipped out and admitted it all and said, well, he's bad. He's got to be shut down. I knew that wasn't about me, Quentin. That was what was about to come next. And I said, Laura Logan was here. I had to sleep up here for a week and literally stop them taking us over. I told her, the reason I mentioned her, that's a marker. People can go watch that. I said, it's not about me. They're about to kill Trump. It's so obvious, folks. They're going for broke. This is it. And listen, I'm not scared to die, but I'm scared of losing. And I'm scared of our children being slaves to this thing. And I just want people to realize that maximum effort is what is needed right now and total commitment. 1 minute closing comment.
And that's the big thing. So it is maximum effort. It is everything in the world. If you're ever going to give anything to anyone right now, now is the time to do it. You need to push hard. You need to strive for excellence. All of these things. Be cognizant. Pay attention to what's going on. Try your absolute best. Understand that they are coming for each and every one of us. They're just coming for us in different levels. God bless America. God bless you. God bless Donald Trump. And let's fight till this is over.
God bless you, Clinton. All right, we're going to get Doc Chambers and Ivan Raiklin on, both Green Berets. One, I'm a colonel and special operations, to talk about Defense Intelligence Agency and what's going to happen. But the Pentagon itself is for Trump, but at the top, they're bad guys. But from the generals down, the generals are bad, but below are good people. And they're all listening right now, folks. This is it. I don't risk my life on a failed issue. I don't do this because I think we're going to lose and I just want to risk my life for fun. I'm doing this because I believe in you and I know we can win this thing and we're so close. But you've got to admit what you're really up against. You've got to admit where you are and the situation you're facing, or you don't have a hope. And you got to call on God. And the minute you do that, you're going to win. I cannot think of a better way to go out than having them kill me. I don't want that. I love life. My God. I love steaks and enchiladas and sunrises and sunsets and hunting and my family and hugging my daughters and my son. But I'm ready to die. But I don't want to die. I want to make them get off our back. I want them to leave us alone. I want to defeat these degenerate lawyers and globalists and the Rothschilds and the Rockefeller Combine and the Carnegie Endowment and the CIA director that wants to castrate our sons and kill our veterans and ship in fentanyl and destroy our dollar. They're assholes. They're jerks because they're scared. Because in a free society, they don't get to make the decisions. As a confident man, I feel confident in your freedom. You don't threaten me. I've got children, four of them. They're going to live with you in the future. I look back at my ancestors, amazing people. I want to be like them. That's what I want to do, and I want to beat the New World Order. All right, for the next 30 minutes ahead of Roger Stone with huge intel is Ivan Raiklin, Green Beret, Defense Intelligence Agency, formerly lawyer, doing a great job reaching tens of millions a week now, just dominating the deep state, exposing who they are, spotlighting them. I remember exposing Fiona Hill and McMaster, and they had 60-minute shows exposing me. It's not about that. That's how wimpy they are. Like, they thought having a 60-minute show, Alex is mean to us, he exposes us. That just spotlighted them. It's not how good I am, it's how weak they are. I'm not that good, but I'm way ahead of them. It's like that Helter Skelter song. I'm coming down fast, but I'm miles above you. And the fact that they're so scared that I would spotlight them and send memos to Trump and tell Trump, these are the operatives in your operation. Such a simple thing. All those other people were scared. They knew. All it takes is a little courage, folks. And courage is contagious, and Trump's courage is so contagious. So Ivan Raiklin, former Green Beret, lawyer, ultra marathoner, at Ivan Raiklin, Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Pete Chambers, Doc Chambers, and all his great work around the world. I'm so honored to have both of you here at the edge of victory or the edge of defeat. What an incredible moment. We're alive together. And thank God Congress and senators are coming out from Johnson to Hawley saying it's an inside job. You got to do that to put the enemy off balance. What is their next move? You guys just spoke to the big sheriff's conference in North Texas. I mean, we are on the march. We'll get to that coming up next hour. But first off, the consensus is inside job, help, military explosives in his car and house, a drone, protected, acoustic show double shooters, Trump started to come out and say, yeah, it looks like an inside job. That is so important in my perspective to put them off balance, to let them know we're under attack. Because we want to admit we're under attack. How do we beat them? So, Ivan or Doc, whoever wants to go first, but give us your boiled down analysis of where we are, because this is 1776 on steroids.
That's right, Alex. Last time I was down there with you, we were your show was about to shut down the next day. You were the Alamo of Texas. Right now, this is the Alamo of Texas. This is 254 constitutional sheriffs that we're trying to pull out of here that are going to go after the deep state once we get this list released. All right. So what do we think about the inside job that happened against President Trump? Yeah, we know that what that was. That was an epic fail. But it was so epic that it was obvious that it was planned, and it was planned from the inside. Now, I don't have the, the receipts for any of that, but right now, anybody that can see that, that has eyes to see, and we personally both have done outer perimeter security for, dignitaries to include for me two presidents, including Trump in the past. So we know what right looks like. That was a wedge of cone of fire, essentially, that was left wide open, right? With all the acoustic information that came out via the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, to look at those different types of, and, you know, I'm not a sniper, but ballistically, I understand that there were rounds that came out as far as 1,000 meters, right? And as short as 150. So you got, you know, smaller caliber, larger caliber, a larger caliber. That's what some of the victims were hitting the stands. I have not done the forensics, so I can't give the receipts, but, yeah, it's an inside job, no doubt. Trump understands that, and the people that I talk to that are on the inside, know that that's exactly
and
what
how
happened.
Incredible it is that he lived. We're sad for the person that died, the other two that got wounded, but how incredibly powerful Doc Chambers, recently retired right. Special Operations Colonel, how scared right. is the deep state right now that they shot at him from multiple muzzles and they failed?
Right. Well, that's why they're doing this right now. That's why they're doing all these things. But they're making so many mistakes because when people are on their heels, that's like us routing the enemy. When we route the enemy, they make mistakes, and they've made mistakes here, huge mistakes, and they're going to continue to do it. And that's why we're putting the pressure on by hitting these constitutional sheriffs. We got 254 sheriffs here. In the next two more days, we will be lining out, and then we will be closing the gap, if you will, as we
and we'll talk about that
door.
Next hour, but that's so key. Yeah. You're constitutionally doing what Soros is doing, trying to use the local governments as weapon systems. You're just trying to activate people that are left to counter that. They're so scared. That's why they've been attacking Ivan.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, that was a miracle that President Trump survived that. Remember when in February we were talking about the worst case scenario for the deep state is for them to conduct an assassination of Trump. I think even worse is a failed assassination attempt, and now he survives, has the power, and now
I was about to say we got the best of both worlds. We didn't want him to be die. We said don't try it, Puck. It'll backfire. They did try it, and it backfired. We just got both the best worlds here.
Absolutely, 100%. And going back to the ballistics, I mean, I don't. When you watch and listen to the actual gunfire, obviously you have three of similar shots being fired in succession. What I think, from my perspective, when they saw that they did not explode President Trump's head in the first three rounds, another shooter in rapid succession was like, oh my God, I need to do something. And so then you hear another five rounds being shot at such a rapid pace, you can't, I mean, I don't know what they're shooting. We're going to find all that out. But it was too rapid for it to be a, you know, sustained line of fire that would be placed on a specific target. And so I think they were just like, oh, crap. We need to lay off as many rounds as possible before I have an exfil strategy so that they could potentially, they tried to execute Trump. So it was boom, 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 and then boom, 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 boom. Maybe there was two people, maybe even, shooting at that rapid rate. It was just too rapid to have accurate fire being done in that short period of time from my perspective.
Can you imagine the deep state right now with their thing?
Yeah. I mean, they're trying to cover up the previous cover-up by, you know, they're going to try to throw Cheadle under the bus. At the end of the day, I got to remind people that forgot this. The House of Representatives have already impeached Ali Mayorkas twice. The Senate has refused to conduct their constitutional duty known as a Senate trial to convict Ali Mayorkas. Congressman Mark Green of the House Homeland Security Committee needs to immediately put together yet another article of impeachment for Ali Mayorkas and Cheadle's attempted assassination.
And I totally agree. I'll give you the floor in the next 30 minutes. But they're going to try to kill Trump again. Talking about 8 days in, it blew up in their face. They're totally desperate. If I was them, and I'm not them, but I'm just analyzing them, they're going to go all out. Well, what is your view on that?
Yeah, I think nothing's off the table. We've talked about this before when I was on a couple of times. And they're just trying to – right now we are applying maximum pressure because we're getting a lot of big tech players are coming on board to support Elon and his push to support President Trump. I think Elon has disclosed to some of his close friends in Silicon Valley that were leftists that I'm sitting on all this trove of criminal evidence of what the conspiracy theorists known as Alex Jones are actually conspiracy oracles, and you might want to back off supporting the radical left. And so there's this transitioning happening. They don't know what to do. They have to remove the dementia patient, and they have to play musical chairs. Right now they're being disrupted, and I think we need to continue to escalate that disruption in the maximal legal, moral, ethical way possible. We're doing it here at the Sheriff's Association. But in addition to that, I recommend all patriots volunteer to participate in the DNC convention so that they can observe and monitor and report, whether it's as media or as volunteers, any shenanigans that take place so that they are on notice. Yeah, we're not.
No, you're right. That's got to scare him. So, Doc Chambers, and I'm regular, about to go to break, come back with you guys for another 20 minutes right out of Roger Stone. What are you going to cover when we come up? What is on your radar? I've been asking questions, but you're a smart guy. Colonel, what do you recommend?
Right. So, in the next, several days and next few weeks, there will be a period of grace that will exist for people that hold this information that are whistleblowers. We're going to give a period of grace, and then we're going to start exposing names of people that understood what was going on but did nothing about it. We have to do it that way. That's the only way, because we're in a race. We're in a marathon, and we just found out about it at the 26-mile mark at this point. So we've got to move.
6 weeks of amnesty remain.
We've got to move the goalpost, and that's it.
So you're saying there's an amnesty right now?
Yes, sir.
Join us.
Talk about those details. We'll hit it on the next section.
We'll be right back in T-minus 2 minutes. Everybody watching, you're the Paul Revere's. You're the power. We're nothing. If you share the links right now, we reach 20 million extra people. Share the links now. Rel Alex Jones on X. Infowars.com/show. Colonel Doc Chambers and Ivan Raiklin are our guests. Stay with us. Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil. At InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you, so it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, recently retired Green Beret Colonel Doc Chambers and former Defense Intelligence Agency Green Beret. Ivan Rakeley, our guest. Some station don't carry this first five, but with us another 20 or so. Editor Roger Stone, but you got interrupted by the break. This moment of history, what the deep state's going to do now, I don't think they're going to give up. Getting into what we saw with the shooting and Biden stepping down and all of this, which I predicted would happen today, 2 weeks ago. Where do you see this going? What can we do to stop it? And just any points you want to make?
Yeah, and just to kind of piggyback off of what Doc Chamber just said before the break is that I just published a Substack article detailing out if you are in the government, former or current, that has observed directly how the principals acted over the course of the last several years. I'm saying the principals on that deep state target list, and you have evidence to support the, it's not a hypothesis, the knowledge that they conducted treason, then you have a, we're giving you a grace period until September 3rd to come out as a whistleblower. And in that article, it details exactly who you need to reach out to. If you're from within the Department of Justice, FBI, et cetera, you reach out to Jim Jordan. You then CC me as well if you want to indicate your good faith effort so that we don't scrutinize you maximally. If you're from the FISA court process, the NSA, the FISA court staff, similarly, if you're involved in illegal or observed illegal FISA warrants and processes, you need to also come out to the Judiciary Committee. If you're from the
And by the way, this isn't talk. You're giving people amnesty. This is going down. This is not a joke.
Correct. So here's what's going to happen. If you're from the White House previous, then you go to Jim Comer. If you observed and were part of that COVID con, then you also reach out to Congressman Jim Comer. I recommend not reaching out to Brad Wenstrup, who chairs the COVID Select Committee. We cannot trust him based on his inaction over the last year and a half in Congress. Similarly, if you're part of observing the DOD illegal COVID mandate, you don't go to the House Armed Services Committee Chairman, Mike Rogers, because he has indicated that he is in on it based on his inactions. You go over to somebody like a Matt Gaetz or a Congressman Jim Banks, who chairs the subcommittee on House Armed Services known as Personnel and Readiness. You CC me at info@rakeland.com, and then you make a public post on X or some, I would say on X, and say, I have provided whistleblower evidence to, and then you tag the member of Congress in the appropriate committee. And if you don't do that, folks, we're going to treat you the same way we are the principals that were involved in the 39 that illegally unmasked General Flynn, the 51 that spies who lied, and your staffs, right? The whistleblower campaign with the impeachment hoax one, impeachment hoax two, the COVID con, all of it. They're all categorized on my...
And by the way, the corporate media has been attacking you everywhere. They're scared of this plan. Separately, though, what do you think the deep state pulls now that everything's turned against them? A false flag, a cyber attack, what do you think?
I mean, we've already seen it, right? Cyber attack?
Yeah, we had cyber attack on steroids on the next go-around, Alex. Unfortunately, that's what I'm hearing.
I just think that Elon Musk has already thought through a couple chess pieces ahead. The reason why he pulled his assets out of California and is now all of his holdings are in Texas. It's absolutely brilliant. He doesn't have the foot on proverbial neck by having his corporations in California. He's under the protection of Abbott, of Ken Paxton. I think that moving forward, what's going to happen is I would expect to see Attorney General Ken Paxton go ahead and subpoena Elon Musk for the records that he's investigating about, meaning the COVID con, the big pharma stuff. And in there,
No. That's the key to bring him down. And I think you're right. He went all in on Trump this week. I think that's coming next.
It has to. And then I would like to see Jim Comer, Jim Jordan, Barry Loudermilk to go ahead and also subpoena from the congressional perspective Twitter 1.0.
Okay. We're doing a bunch of stages in 60 seconds. Stay there. I'm going to talk big picture, though. The deep state tried to kill Trump. They failed. What are they going to do next? How do we stop them? We're right back with Doc Chambers, Colonel Doc Chambers, and Ivan Raiklin. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us at Roger Stone in about 20 minutes.
Sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you are having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new faster absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut-eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Video game. This is not a movie. This is not Netflix. This is not entertainment. This is the deep state trying to kill our president that's incredibly popular and wants to stop World War III. So I'm asking Doc Chambers, Lieutenant Colonel, just recently retired Army Special Operations, and Ivan Raiklin, Green Beret, lawyer, great patriot, doing an incredible job reaching tens of millions a week, exposing the globalists. You can talk about getting the sheriffs mobilized and governors and legislatures and BlackRock's panicking and many everybody's pulling their funding and the new order's going down and they're giving up on their DEI. Yes, we're winning. But Freedom Information Act requests are great. And, you know, going and speaking to city council is great. Everybody should do that. But big picture, they're desperate. They're going to try to get Trump again. It's like a quote, The Godfather, the first episode where they shoot The Godfather and later to be the Don, Michael Corleone says they got to kill Pop. That's the key. And so they're going to try again. What are we doing about that? And what other tricks, Doc Chambers, do you think the enemy has up their sleeve?
Right. Yeah. So, Alex, they have probably already had people in play that have been stopped. I'm going to say that right now, that have been stopped. Notice that, the team, the protective service detail that was around President Trump, they fired everybody but two. They brought in people that were taller than president. That's key. That wasn't done that first round. One of the epic fails, probably on purpose. And so that team has probably already stopped something already because we're not, I believe.
Yeah, what's that midget woman that can't holster her gun? What is that?
That's a circus midget. I don't know, sir. I have no idea what she was doing there. Or a man that was that tall. You don't put somebody up against a principal that is 6'3". Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's just...
And explain, that's because a bigger person can shield them.
That, absolutely. That's the whole purpose of that. That now you got an NFL front line, you know, linemen that are around him when he enters
right.
the RNC.
You want a bullet magnet-sized person if you're protecting the president. But if you're going in to conduct a raid, you probably want a smaller individual so that you're not a bullet magnet. So, and that's somebody that's physically capable in both instances. Obviously, we didn't see that there.
No, yeah, there's times for little people, times for big people, but Trump's frontline people need to be tall to be able to shield him.
That's right. On the inner perimeter security, that's a requirement. I've never seen anything like this before, and I've been around three different details that I've worked with in the past on Advon for presidential. Yeah,
Well, Congressman Mills has done thousands of operations for dignitaries. Correct. He said it was a stand down. And the guests we've got coming on tomorrow, they're all... They say it's a direct stand down, no doubt. Water tower's not covered. Rooftop not covered. That was a
direct
default shutdown.
Exactly what they did like on January 6th. I have somebody here that can give you details of the parallels between January 6th and the assassination attempt if you want. It's Dave Summerall, total subject matter expert, probably hands down, bar none. No one understands and knows what's going on with January 6th, and he can bring in that perspective.
And tell us who Dave Summerall is.
He's been on Owen Schroer's show before.
Yeah, no, I know his name, but just, okay, bring him in real quick. Give us a quick update.
Yeah. What's going on, Alex? David Summerall, StopHate.com. I just wanted to say the parallels are that it's the public that's involved. It's the same people like us, just regular folks, that went and showed up with their phones. Listen, the FBI is doing the same kind of investigation on the assassination that they did on J6. Nothing. So it's really up to the people, up to people like Doc and Ivan and myself and others. This Texas Constitutional Sheriff's Association, a meeting that we're trying to push the constitutional aspects of what a sheriff is supposed to do to protect its people from a tyrannical government. This is the exercise in that. And I think that the assassination attempt is another J6, basically, to show that they are stronger and tougher and meaner and badder than us when they're not. And we're going to have to show them that it's the people. The power is the people's. It's not the government's anymore.
No, I mean, I agree. And they miss. So what are they going to do now? Because just because we're kicking their ass, we should ask, okay, how's the enemy who won't give up? How are they going to counterstrike? That's what I'm asking.
Right. So what we're doing here in Texas, I'll explain part of why the reason that I'm here at this Texas Constitutional Sheriff's group, Texas for Constitutional Sheriffs, is that there are 254 sheriffs downstairs coming in and out all day long. We're meeting with them, and we are basically ranking them where they are as far as constitutionality, because it's we the people that are pushing them. They're going to follow us. Just like we had the convoy that came down to Kimato from Virginia. It was the law enforcement that came to us, and we worked together in this way that it's supposed to be. We the people, right? That's just how it's supposed to be. So that's what's happening right now. And they understand it. We're going to have a special dinner for the key figures in the state of Texas that are on board with Ivan and the Office of Retribution.
And that's key. You and Ivan and others are all – we have attorney generals suing, blocking, trying to put Paxton in prison. We're fighting back. Soros trying to take over local governments, but we're fighting back for the governments we control.
That's right. And it's got to start from the bottom up. We're focusing more on the rural counties, the smaller counties, places like Hayes County, that's down where we're at over in near Dripping Springs. Not the big ones. We've lost Travis County. We've lost Bear County. We're not going to focus there. We're going to focus on the places that we can focus. You know, they're just
and by the way, Hayes
isn't
small. What, like 500,000 people?
No, right. It's not small. You know, compared to the other two, but yeah, Harris County. There's nothing we can do about Houston. I mean, it's just the way it is. But we're going to focus on the rest of the state, and the others will follow. When we the people get involved, and then we start changing the demographics.
No, Doc, that's
the,
all great, even in the mid and long term, but desperately now, give us your Army Special Operations acumen on what is Trump going to do, what should he be watching out for?
What should Trump be doing? He should be continuing what he's doing. He should be doubling down. He should be doing exactly what a leader does and stands up and says, fight, fight, fight. There you go. I mean, that's what he does. Leaders draw fire. You don't want to draw fire, but you draw fire most of the time, verbal fire. Now he's drawn live fire, and that's what he's done. But he needs to continue on. But he changed his team out. They're going to work that detail. I can't say too much more about that because I just don't know anymore about what the detail is going to do. But if I were them, I'd be playing whack-a-mole with these guys and throwing them off on their heels.
Absolutely. In closing, I'm really concerned about truck bombs, poisoning, blowing his plane up. People say, well, the globalists just lost. No, they're not beat. They're more desperate. How does Trump deal with a threat like that?
Yeah, I mean, from my perspective, he needs to continue to fortify his position. One thing is to articulate. He's able to communicate effectively through massive amounts of reach through his social media. Continue to do that and escalate that pressure. But at the same time, maybe he takes a somewhat of a tactical pause in the physical domain as we basically observe what they end up doing.
No, I totally agree. It's not wimpy for the king after they just tried to get him and he's winning to pull back. That's.
Let us take point, Alex Jones, as Steve Bannon comes back. Tucker Carlson.
Will let the pawns get out front. Let the rooks. Let the bishops. Let the knights.
Exactly. There you go. That's it.
We'll keep going along those lines because I know Trump's finally starting to listen. I'll leave it at that. That he should be because he's already won if he just survives.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's really the ball is in Elon's court. Okay, It depends on how aggressive he wants to go. I'm convinced he's sitting on the biggest trove of criminal evidence that any human being has as it applies to those individuals that are targeting President Trump. And he can literally say and dangle it, but I think he's in a dangerous spot. The faster he lays it out, it doesn't matter who they put forward at the DNC convention.
By the way, I know you talk about it ad nauseum, but you do a 60-second recap. People didn't know Elon has all the last decade of the deep state communicating. He has the evidence.
I want to remind people that Kamala Harris's comms team used to work at Twitter 1.0. Imagine the communications we extract from Twitter 1.0 and all the seditious conspiratorial communications that took place in the collective of whether it's Kamala Harris, whether it was Joe Biden, whether it's Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, Gavin Newsom. It doesn't matter who they present forward. All of them have Twitter accounts, and all of them were involved in the censorship.
And it's a total blueprint to take them down. So
he's got it all.
Well, Musk has gone from 100 miles an hour to 300 last week. I think you're right. I think it's imminent release.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's fire in the hole right now. I mean, we got to fire for it. It's called fire for effect. Once we know we're hitting the target, you fire it for effect. You keep the salvos coming because you got to keep that pressure going. It's football, yeah. It is blocking and tackling, but right now we're moving some passes further down.
And the last one indicator that came out today, if you look at his Twitter profile pic, it's game on. If you want to pull up his Twitter profile pic, it is game
Guys,
on.
Guys, pull up Elon Musk's Twitter profile, please. X profile, please.
Yeah, he went 500X.
He just put that up a few hours ago.
Yeah.
I think he's all in, Alex.
Well, little birdie told me that 6 months ago. I had dinner with Joe Rogan, and he was saying it was off record 3 years ago. And he goes, no, I just met with Elon. He's totally awake. He's more hardcore than us. I said, really? He goes, yeah, watch. So, and I've interviewed Elon a few times, talked to him. I'll leave it at that. But, yeah, Elon, you can say he's an opportunist, whatever, it doesn't matter. The guy's a genius. He's coming over to us because we're winning. And it's important to the enemy. You know, the old Spartan saying, the women would say, come home with your shoulder on it. The globalists are starting to run. We're starting to rout them. They need to give up. We don't want to kill them. We don't want to hunt them down. But if they force us into full war, that will happen. It's so easy for them to give up right now. Can you guys speak to that?
Absolutely. If you give up now, like we said before, the minions will spare you. But you got to come out and basically put out the truth. So you're giving us a good faith kind of a indication that you're willing to repent. Absent that, we're going to continue to escalate and apply the pressure of exposure, just like you were talking about.
Yeah.
And if you come after us, we still have our inherent right to self-defense. So if you do come to that threshold, be prepared to face those consequences.
Yeah. And look, if they can't maneuver, then they're going to give up, right? Because they're decisively engaged right now. What does that mean? That means I can't maneuver on my own and get off the X, and nobody can come to rescue me. So as long as they're decisively engaged.
Pun intended.
Right? Yeah, pun intended. As long as they can't maneuver, Alex, we've got them boxed in. All right? And so that's where they're at right now. They just don't know it completely.
I think they're starting to figure it out. Like you see Zuckerberg come out and say Trump's a badass and he loves Trump.
Yeah. Yeah, he's literally backpedaling. Yeah. He, I don't know, maybe Peter Thiel provided good old Mark Zuckerberg. Remember, Peter Thiel is a big component of this entire conversation via J.D. Vance. Peter Thiel used to be the first outside investor of Facebook and also was on the board on Facebook up until
he's his own NSA.
Yeah, I mean, Peter Thiel is a very critical component of this national and global discussion on where our country and the globe's going to move forward. So he's somebody that needs to be observed. I mean, I know all the reticence behind it and the concerns that people are saying, but I think, remember that Peter Thiel used to be Elon Musk's last boss that he had. And on balance, I think Peter Thiel is on our side in this discussion.
Well, regardless, if they're all coming over to our side, it doesn't matter. It means we're winning.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
And I think we're going to see a stampede as the deep state that's pathetic and a bunch of lawyers and, you know, as they figure out that they've lost, it's going to be a rush to the exits. I think with this resignation of Biden today, This is the rush to the exits. I want to mark today, and we got our own problems going forward. We're not offering some utopia, folks, but this particularly anti-American, anti-God, anti-freedom group, they're on the way out.
Yeah. Yep. They have 6 weeks left to make an indication that they're coming over to the side of truth. If they don't do that, be prepared to face maximum consequences allowable under the law. Legally, morally, ethically, peacefully, and patriotic.
Well, they drew first blood, so won't do anything offensive, but in the info war, they're going to lose. Both of you, how do people find your great work?
DrPeteChambers.com, just DrPeteChambers.com. That's where I'm at.
And check out IvanRicklin.substack.com. Just posted one. It's basically titled The Whistleblower's Guide to Amnesty.
All right. Talk to you soon. God bless you.
Thanks, Alex.
All right. We have some huge guests on tomorrow. Some of the most famous military veterans there are. Like, when we have them on, you're like, oh, those are the most famous. But they're going to expose the attempt to kill Trump. They're like Hulk Hogan. They're done. They're not going to hide it. They're going to expose the attempted assassination 8 days ago and what it means. But as predicted here 2 weeks ago, I said on the weekend of the 20th, the 21st, he will resign. He's not leaving the White House, but he's going to resign that position as the nominee. So who will it be? Kamala Harris, Michael Obama, I'm sorry, Michelle Obama. Will it be Governor Whitmer? Will it be Gavin Newsom? Will it be Kamala Harris, like they're saying? Roger Stone, at the 11th hour, in the 59 minute, joins us to talk about the incredible developments happening in our world. Roger?
Alex, it is great to be back with you. It's really extraordinary as I look back. In 2018, in an interview with Alex Newman at The New American, I predicted the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. Thank God he had the protection of the Lord and that he survived. Our hearts go out to Corey Compitore, a great Italian-American, as well as a firefighter and his family and all those who were wounded. But, Alex, I also predicted, as you know, 3 years ago that Joe Biden would not be the Democrat nominee.
I should have said, your prediction 3 years ago, we'll pull it up, have it tonight or tomorrow. People can find it on the when we post this to X and Relox Jones, put it on the front. You, like a parrot with your, you know, on PCP, you literally kept saying Biden will step down by the nomination or by the convention. You were just confirmed in spades. What do you make of this?
Well, we go into a very uncertain period. I mean, first of all, Joe Biden got 95% of the 7,000 delegates. The process now for replacing him is a little obtuse. First of all, it's interesting that Biden did this by releasing a letter which he specifically said he would not be endorsing any candidate. And then literally 4 minutes later, he formally endorsed Kamala Harris. My sources tell me that Biden is furious at Barack Obama, who he clearly knows has orchestrated his ouster. He's equally angry at Bill Clinton because he thinks the Clintons said one thing to his face but were colluding with Obama behind their back. The Obamas and the Clintons are not political allies. Key in this whole thing, Alex, was Nancy Pelosi. Biden, in the end, would only talk to, only had access granted by the gatekeeper, Hunter Biden, and Jill Biden, both of whom were in favor of Joe's staying in the race, were Pelosi, Congressman James Clyburn, the African-American, who was instrumental to the revival of Biden's career in the South Carolina primary, despite his record as opposing the desegregation of the Wilmington schools or his authorship of the 1994 crime bill, which you know, has been used, I think, to unfairly incarcerate hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of poor people and African-Americans. For the first time, non-criminal, non-violent crime of possession of small amounts of drugs. People who belong in drug treatment programs, not, you know, being...
No, Roger, and I love you, and you're on radio all over the country, and you give the general message to the public. I appreciate that, but look, it's coming out they tried to kill Trump. Senators like Johnson and Hawley are coming out, said it's a cover-up they tried to kill Trump. This is a collapse for the deep state. What do you expect them to pull next?
Well, I mean, first of all, Alex, this is not surprising to me based on my examination of the Kennedy assassination, my book, The Man Who Killed Kennedy, The Case Against LBJ. All of these same agencies and power centers in the country were complicit in the murder of John F. Kennedy. There's just too many problems with this public story, even as we know it. Clearly, at a minimum, the guy they quickly identified Lee Harvey Oswald style as the killer, had unfettered access with a ladder to the roof of this building.
Drones, high tech explosives, sneaking a gun on the building. It's so obvious.
And he's clearly seen by people who try to point him out to law enforcement, were told that he came face to face with a cop, who waved his weapon at him. The cop, did he or did he not radio that information to his superiors? Why was Trump not removed from the premises?
And by the way, since you mentioned it, we'll play the clip in a moment. Trump said on Fox News he was not warned. Thank God Trump's talking about this. They literally walked him into a trap. I know he's hired Eric Prince. I know the former Delta Force is coming in. That's good news, Roger. But what do you think, before we play this clip, what do you think inside the deep state they're doing? They have got to be shitting their britches.
I think that they have played their ace card, and it has not worked. It wasn't supposed to work like this, but through the grace of God, Trump survived. The whole America First movement would be in disarray, and the authoritarian leftists would be prepared to steal the White House yet.
Yeah, that's
again.
My next question. If Trump would have been killed, what's the aftermath?
That's an excellent question. Under our party rules, the Republican National Committee meets to select a new nominee for president. The move in the party would probably be, ironically, to nominate Senator Vance. It's hard to point to any other figure. He has, of course, the Trump imprimatur. I don't even want to speculate about it, though. But Roger, we've got to do that
because imagine they're going to try it again, and that's why we're telling them don't do it.
Well, that's a different question. I agree with you entirely that these people are desperate. They're hysterical. They're apoplectic because they don't want to face justice. What they keep saying is revenge. It has nothing to do with revenge. It has to do with equal protection under the law. In fact, we were persecuted.
Trump has a responsibility to stop them.
And we were persecuted when we didn't break the law. They broke the law. They engaged in treason for which they have faced no consequences whatsoever. So they know that some of them, not all of them, that some of them can be charged with treason and other crimes that beyond which we haven't had expired statute of limitations. That's what they're – even now they're engaging in activities that are treasonous. And if that is proven, they know the consequences. That's why they're so desperate to stop Donald Trump. And Trump is like –
No, I totally agree. You can smell the rout. Biden steps down, as I predicted today. The Democratic Party is in total free-for-all. We got to come back next segment and ask you then, who do they – you predicted – and listeners, I wish I had a big enough crew. They're a great crew. You've probably said the last 3 years, let's not exaggerate, 100 times conservatively that he would be replaced by or before the convention. You were correct. You predicted Big Mike. We'll see if you're right. Hillary's jockeying for the position. StoneZone.com. We'll come back and talk to the great Roger Stone. I've been on air for an hour and 28 minutes. And if I don't plug, we won't be here anymore. Please go to drjonesnaturals.com, our great sponsor. DrJonesNaturals.com. My dad's company is a huge sponsor. Great products, all the supplements, nano silver. It's incredible. Back us in this fight, folks. We're backing you. I'm not bitching, but come on. Come on, come on up, come on. Like the great Ted Nugent says, DrJonesNaturals.com. Go there now. We need your support at DrJonesNaturals.com. It's how we stay on air. Without you, we can do nothing. We're having our greatest effects ever right now. We need your backing, your great products at the same time. DrJonesNaturals.com. All right, we'll be right back with Roger Stone. Stay with us.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections, masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements, and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements, and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
All right, here I am a week ago, and the full clip's everywhere. It's going viral, like 8 million views, last clip I saw. Me saying he'll resign by the 20th or 21st. You ask how I know that. It will take 2 hours to explain it, but I was watching all the pressure, knowing he was jockeying behind the scenes, guessing it'd be a weekend. Here's the clip. And I saw such incredible deep state pressure last week. I said, I think Biden will be gone by the 20th or 21st.
According to multiple Democratic sources, this is happening all of a sudden. Everyone said it would happen gradually and then all at once, and that's what's happening. According to my sources, President Biden has agreed to step down as a Democratic nominee.
Oh, man.
It will happen as early as this weekend. A speech has been drafted for him.
Alex, I have to say,
All right, Roger, I've been interrupting you, and you've been totally on target on this. You got interrupted by the break. Who do they try to replace Biden with. I see the Obama saying he wasn't for getting rid of Biden a month ago, a week ago, and we knew he was behind getting rid of him. Now Hillary says we support Kamala. I think they're going to try to replace Kamala. What do you think, Roger Stone?
Well, first of all, Alex, I think it's important to note that the dynamics right now are still very fluid. Nothing here is decided. Kamala Harris has tried to move aggressively to consolidate her position. She has one very strong argument going for her, and that is the $280 million that's already been raised in the Biden-Harris committee can legally be used for her campaign for federal office, whereas a new candidate could not access that money, would have to start raising money all over again, particularly at a time that the Silicon Valley wallets are starting to zip. They can now only count on Indians in the trial bar, Indian casinos and the trial bar, as well as labor unions, but they have to start from scratch. It's notable that Barack Obama, who of course orchestrated all of this, pointedly has not endorsed Kamala Harris. That is potentially problematic. Just to clarify, Alex, what I've said for 3 years has never been that Michelle Obama aspired to be president or that she would run for president or seek the presidency. What I've always said is she would end up as the nominee. That's because I think after the impact of the statement, plus the impact of Trump's attempted assassination, plus the impact of the debate, which is still reverberating, if the polls show, as I think they will, that Trump beats Kamala Harris as badly as he was beating Joe Biden, that they will start looking for another candidate. This process doesn't start until August 19th. A week, a day, as we see today, is an eternity in politics.
Sure, but you've got as accurate as a prediction as I do, about 98%. So it's not about me saying you're wrong, but you've been saying for 3 years they removed Biden before or during the DNC and they replaced her with Big Mike. So are you saying Big Mike is not in the play now?
Well, I guess what I'm saying is at some point I always believed that they would go to her, they being her husband and all the other globalist powers, and say, look, you're the only one who can stop Trump. It's not that she wants to be president, but it would be a fourth term policy-wise for Barack Obama. If they became persuaded it was their political survival, if not their legal survival, that they might get her to do it. I her friends, people I know who know her, reporters and so on, they insist to us that she has no aspirations. On the other hand, as Joel Gilbert, who's been on your show, proves in his documentary and his book, she's very political when she pretends not to be, and she knows how to pander for votes. So in the end, does she give up her ideal life on the Hawaiian Islands and the flashy jets and making millions of dollars making propaganda films, or can they convince her to run? If she does not run, the fact that that over 50% of the delegates are non-white, which is why I don't think any other candidate, Newsom, J.B. Pritzker, the enormous governor of Illinois,
no, I get it. Josh, the gimmick of her being black is great. I'm not saying you're wrong.
It's not a gimmick. It's a fact. I mean,
but you've been right so far. So you still think Big Mike maybe?
Well, and either that, it's either they persuade Michelle Obama. So that's in play. I think that's still a possibility because remember Kamala Harris, her vice presidential office has been a disaster. She's burned through staff. Her campaigns were a fiasco. There's nothing here to indicate that she knows how to operate against real operators like the Obamas and the Clintons, who in this case, despite the fact that they historically dislike each other, they're both united because Hillary's trying to find her way to weasel.
Well, that was my next question. Who does Kamala ally with if the money's behind her? And then Hillary, with all these PR stories about her being the nominee, what is that about?
Well, put it this way. If Kamala Harris puts Hillary Clinton on the ticket and she gets elected, she'll need a food taster. And I think she knows that. So I'd be far more likely that you try to change the electoral map so that you would go, for example, to J. Josh Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania, or Cooper, who is the governor, I think, of Kentucky, or that you would go, or you would go someplace that made some political sense. Gavin Newsom, I don't think he runs for president, but he's plausibly a vice president, particularly since they have a money problem and Newsom is a money machine, not only because he's a Getty, but also because of his access to all of the...
Sure, so let's pull back. Big picture, what is the deep state thinking right now after their clear assassination on Trump missed?
Well, there is panic. So you've got chaos on here. At the meantime, you have Donald Trump, who has a smooth running machine, who just had one of the most unifying conventions. He had both Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis endorse him, and he gave them nothing. He sacrificed nothing. That shows that they think he's going to win. He put forward what is his manifesto, a populist, conservative, America-fest manifesto. No, sorry, Democrats. The Heritage Foundation's Project 2024 is a conservative think tank's agenda. There's some good things in there. There's some things in there I don't agree with and that Donald Trump has never supported. That is not...
Sure, so they're in full panic mode. What do they do?
Look, like you, Alex, I think there are two possibilities. One of them is world war. They're perfectly capable of that. We're on the brink of it. If they push Ukraine into NATO in September, they may get that war, God forbid. And the other one is, of course, another assault on the president. I think the president, who I've not talked to, needs to at least examine everything regarding the failures of Butler, Pennsylvania. It's very clear the Secret Service was aware of the presence, had identified and knew that this guy was there for 62 minutes and they didn't evacuate Trump.
Let me play that clip. That's the good news. He came out today with Vance on Fox News and said, if I would have been warned, I wouldn't have gone on stage. They wait till he's about to go on stage. 26 minutes, they bring out the shooter. The consensus with the military and the Pentagon, I've talked to literally 24 people now. The military knows this was staged. They met with Trump. I'll leave it at that. Eric Prince is coming in. They know this. So now Trump gets it. Here he is beginning to expose what happens 8 days ago. Here he is.
We were monitoring this guy for an hour beforehand.
Yeah.
No one told you not to take the stage?
No, nobody mentioned it. Nobody said there was a problem. And I would have waited for 15. They could have said, let's wait for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 5 minutes, something. Nobody said, I think that was a mistake. How did somebody get on that roof? And why wasn't he reported? Because people saw that he was on the roof. I mean, you had Trumpers screaming. A woman in the red shirt. She was screaming, there's a man on the roof. And then other people said, there's a man on the roof who's got a gun. And that was quite a bit before I walked onto the stage. So you would have thought somebody would have done something about it.
Former President Trump saying for the first time exclusively to Jesse Waters Primetime that no one warned him not to take the stage, even though they knew it was a threat. There was a threat. And it was this guy almost an hour beforehand. The Secret Service under mounting pressure following the assassination attempt of former President Trump on Saturday. 1 week later, we still have very few answers about the shooter, the motive, and the stunning security lapses. Something we have learned, 20-year-old Thomas Crooks likely flew a drone over the fairgrounds in Butler, Pennsylvania, just hours
before Trump... Pause here. This is what I said 8 days ago, but I'm saying now, Trump has to address his assassination attempt, get on the offense against Mayorkas and the Secret Service leadership that did this to put him off balance because they did this. And thank God he's doing it. I talked to people that met with him Wednesday and Thursday with the Delta Force and they didn't mind me saying this. Well, they want the bad guys to know. Eric Prince, all of it. Trump now knows they're trying to kill him. So the fact that he's admitting that and saying it and starting to expose them for the stand down, 26 minutes before he goes up to speak, they're like, there's a guy on the roof, and they bring Trump out with a guy on the roof with a gun. I mean, my God, Roger, let's finish the clip and we'll go to Roger. But this is literally like golf, teeing up the president for a long drive. Here it is.
Stage in front of tens of thousands of people. As officials say the predetermined path suggests Crooks flew the drone more than once to scope out the event site. At least 4 congressional committees are planning to probe the security failures that allowed him to gain access to the nearby rooftop that he fired from. Republican Senator Josh Hawley says he's heard from multiple whistleblowers.
The idea
that you could have all of this time elapse and nobody notices, no law enforcement notices he's on the roof. Whistleblowers tell me that law enforcement were actually on different channels, different radio communication channels. There were multiple different channels, and they weren't coordinated.
We need answers. The director of the Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle, expected to face tough questions when she testified.
And Josh Hawley went there yesterday and was thrown off the premises, Roger. So this is so key that Trump is doing this, and this is all coming out. This is exactly what he should be doing.
Another thing, Alex, incredible that the Butler County Sheriff's Office, not a single officer has their body cam on. Why would that be?
Roger. No press conference. There's a kidnapped kid or a car wreck. There's a press conference. Why is everything so silent, Roger?
Well, look, I think we're in a point, Alex, that I think is very key. One thing that Richard Nixon once told Senator Joe McCarthy, when you shoot at a rat, you got to shoot straight because you got to be sure you kill the rat. So there's a lot of information here to process because we want to get this exactly right. There's already more than enough absolutely indisputable evidence of malfeasance and potentially far worse, obviously, by both state and federal authorities. Is there another shooter on a water tower? I haven't had enough time to investigate those stories. Is there an acoustical analysis clearly?
Yeah, we're not sure about the water tower, but definitely under the shooter in the window.
So a second shooter, making this very much like the Kennedy assassination. Alex, none of this surprises me because these same entities, the CIA, the Secret Service, the FBI, and in Dallas, I hate to say it, but the Dallas County Sheriff's Office and the Dallas Police Department, all in on the murder of John F. Kennedy.
You're totally right. So, Roger, we got 10 minutes left. I'm going to try to give you the floor, but I mean, this is so epic. Trump is John Wayne for real, George Washington 2.0. He's coming out and saying, yeah, the government stood down, which he should be doing. The deep state, it's got to be really concerned. What do you think? I already asked this again, but I'm asking again. What are they going to do when everything's turning against them? I think another assassination attempt, they have nothing to lose.
Well, I fear that maybe they try to poison him or some kind of truck bomb. I mean, I'm a politico. I can tell you the political dynamics. I don't have the kind of intelligence or military connections or sources that you do. I have a few, but you definitely understand how they think. We both understand what they're capable since they've tried to destroy both of us, but here we are still fighting for the country. By the way, winning
because of God. In fact, why don't you talk about God for a moment? Trump came out in the speech three times in the speech, called on God. That was so important.
Alex, look, I am coming off of doing 3 hours of live radio, 77 WABC. If it were not for Brain Force Plus, this wouldn't be such a great interview, but we live in an incredible time. This is very evocative of 1968. President Lyndon Johnson, wildly unpopular, withdraws from the race. The Democrat Party split badly by a foreign war with a radical left wing opposing the Vietnam War. Donald Trump staging the greatest political comeback since Richard Nixon to storm the early primaries and caucuses to grab the nomination. There are so many anomalies here. And, of course, the 1960 election always had an overhang of assassination because of the murder of Robert F. Kennedy, because of the murder of JFK, both of which reminded voters of the brutal murder of John Kennedy. So the pall of assassination was over that race. It's now over this race. We have to pray for protection for Donald Trump. I talk about it on my show. I talk about it on your show. I understand leftist elitists make fun of us for believing in the Holy Spirit, but the hell with them. I've had miracles in my own life. Donald Trump's, the hand of God has been seen through this entire proceeding, if you think about it.
I totally agree. You know Trump well. He was glowing at the RNC on Thursday. And he is even more hardcore now. Imagine what he's going to do as president now that he's been shot in the ear, now that you understand what's happening, can we, you know, a few minutes on what you think Trump's going to do when he gets back in office?
Alex, it's an excellent question. Look, I saw him in Milwaukee. I've not talked to him on the phone, but everyone around him, and I noticed this myself, there's a new serenity about him. There's a new calm about him. There's a new, he was always confident, but you can see him moving towards a unifying rhetoric. He wants not just victory, he wants a political realignment in this country, which everyone who believes in freedom and opportunity, regardless of the race, creed, color, as long as they're here legally, can be forged into a new political movement that puts Americans
in a total American rebirth.
It's like the Democrats in 1932 with the realignment. It's like the Republicans with the 1968 realignment, which gets cemented by Ronald Reagan. We're at the cusp of history here. Trump has an ability to get working class, white, Catholic, particularly Democrat votes and independent votes, but he's also now proven he can get African Americans. He can get Hispanics. He can get young people. He can get Asians because of his message of economic opportunity.
Everybody wants to win.
Well, you know, people want every American, regardless of race, wants a piece of the American pie. Trump's platinum proposal, I think, is.
Oh, that's what Hulk said on Hannity. He said, look, I've known Trump 35 years. You've known him 45. He goes, he just loves everybody. He wants to win. He's a hospitality guy with hotels and casinos and golf courses. That kind of guy wants prosperity, folks.
Well, and he understands that cutting taxes and minimizing regulation is what brings economic growth and prosperity. The left continues to this myth that the Reagan tax cuts or the Trump tax cuts caused the major deficit. No. In fact, after Reagan's tax cuts and after Trump's tax cuts, federal revenues skyrocketed up every year. So the idea that they robbed that money from the Treasury, the economic opportunity that those tax cuts generated brought millions more into U.S. coffers.
You know Trump so well for 45 years. What do you think he's thinking right now? Because, I mean, this is incredible. I mean, I've talked to this Delta Force, all the people, the feds, everybody, over 20 people the last 2 days. And we've got the ballistics. The lectern got shot too, folks. That nobody covers that. There's no press conferences. They don't want to discuss it. He had at least 5 bullets, probably 8, barely miss him. That's got to freak out the deep state, but it's also got to let Trump know how real God is.
Well, look, the government shooter here, you know, was like a modern day Jack Ruby. I think that was the idea, to silence the killer. We don't even know at this point. I'm not inclined to just believe what the Secret Service tells us. So I don't even know for a certainty that Thomas Matthew Crooks is the.
No. All my sources, water tower shooter and a shooter under Crooks in the window.
Yeah. Well, perhaps that is Maxwell Yerrick. I have sources inside the Pennsylvania law enforcement community who tell me that Yerrick is a suspect. He has previous crimes assaulting Trump supporters. He does seem, I don't have any facial recognition technology, but he does seem to more closely resemble the photo of the corpse that the media has.
Well, Roger, what we know is there's a shutdown on the info. Normally this would have been out 5 days ago. Where are the press conferences?
Well, we only just learned that Crooks, it is alleged, stole his father's gun, and that his parents, both I think sociologists or psychologists, called to report that he was a danger. Why are we just learning this now? I said this on your show last week, Alex. I was told back in June of last year, when I was in Palm Beach for the Turning Point USA conference. It was a great conference with Charlie Kirk and Jack Posobiec and Tucker Carlson and others. But an agent that I knew who was more senior, been around under previous presidents, told me that all of the requests for additional personnel or financing for Trump's protection that were being systematically denied.
Oh, let me stop you. Today, the Secret Service, after denying it 3 days ago, admits that they refused all requests and that Trump had less than 20 Secret Service. That's why he had that woman who couldn't holster her gun out there. They literally had theater production people there.
But let's be clear. I said it last week. The Secret Service specifically denied it. A hard written denial last week. Now they're admitting, oh, no.
Yeah, here it is. U.S. Secret Service confirms they rejected requests to strengthen Trump's security.
It's a great piece in today's New York Post as well.
So in closing, it's ours to lose. They're going to try to kill the Trump.
God, that's good vodka. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, it sounds delicious. What type is it?
It was a joke.
I can. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, right. We haven't had martinis in like a long. I haven't seen you in like a year in person. We need to have some martinis.
I'm ready. Look, I think today is we're in uncharted territory here. So again, I'm saying Trump, I think, is. He's the convention was the smoothest I've ever seen. Alex, I've been to every convention since
1960. Listen, I've been watching him since I was 5 years old. This was like a rock concert wrapped in an opera. This was amazing.
Well, I spoke to middle America. I mean, the point was it wasn't just a bunch of blathering politicians. There were some, but mostly it was, you know, average people talking about the impact of illegal immigration.
It was pure Americana.
Yes, I thought, and it was excellent. But also, I must tell you, being in Milwaukee for 3 days, a lot more black faces in this party now, a lot more Latinos, a lot more Asians, a lot more much younger people, an entire generation of young conservatives. I give Charlie Kirk a lot of credit for this, but amazing how many young patriots are out there. It was an amazing convention. It was upbeat. It was positive. Look, I'm also, you asked me what I'm thinking right now if I'm Donald Trump. I'll tell you one thing I'm thinking. When I saw Senator J.D. Vance call for the resignation of Joe Biden because he's not fit to be a candidate, he's not fit to be president of the United States, I know Donald Trump knows he picked the right man.
All right, you predicted Biden would step down. You did it right. It's not a prediction. Dead reckoning. Who's their nominee?
Alex, I'm just not, I don't answer hypothetical questions. All I'm saying is this is a situation in flux. Kamala is maneuvering. Willie Brown, who is an old friend of mine because of our sartorial traditions, was on my best dress list, and I know him quite well, always told me that she was smarter than she appeared to be, that she was strictly tactical. Whether she can clinch this nomination with Obama presumably working against her. Note he has not endorsed her. That's significant. The Clintons have endorsed her, but I think it's disingenuous.
Is Hillary a threat?
Yes. This is why the Clintons have endorsed Kamala. They're trying to make their deal with Obama on the other side. So it would be an alliance of Kamala and the Clintons, not natural allies, in order to get Hillary on the ticket.
All right, StoneZone.com. We'll talk to you soon. What a time to be alive. Roger Stone, StoneZone.com. Alex Jones at Real Alex Jones on X. And please support our sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com. Thank you, Roger. I'm going to commandeer some time from Chase Geyser. I'm going to come back a little more with more clips and more news straight ahead. Stay with us. But Roger Stone just knocked it out of the park. Thank you for praying for President Trump.
Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They did such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money completely. But because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us. So that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs. And they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America. Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant,
This full spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.